This is the WGXC News Update for Wednesday, March 4th, 2015. Governor Andrew Cuomo proposed to raise the statewide minimum wage to $10.50 per hour and $11.50 in New York City at a speech in Buffalo March 3rd. Currently, the minimum wage is $8.75 per hour in New York, which will rise to $9 at the end of this year. Quote, "We need to increase the minimum wage this year to ensure we continue to have a strong workforce, which is key to economic success," unquote, Cuomo, a Democrat, said. Quote, "As our local businesses continue to grow, it's time to provide additional support for our low-wage workers to keep New York moving forward," unquote. Any proposal would have to get through the Republican-controlled state Senate. Quote, "We will review the proposal while keeping in mind that the governor, Senate, and Assembly recently enacted a minimum wage increase that is still being phased in," unquote, said state GOP spokesman Scott Rafe in the Buffalo News. And Brian Nearing reports in the Albany Times-Union that state comptroller Tom DiNapoli said March 3rd that New York's farm economy had a recent revenue jump of more than 22% in the past 5 years to $5.4 billion in annual sales. The comptroller's report said farm income after expenses was $1.2 billion in 2012, an increase of nearly 3% in the five-year period beginning in 2007. The amount of farmland has grown slightly from 2007 to 2012, but there were fewer farms, and the average age of a farmer increased to 55 years old. Farm Bureau President Dean Norton said the report proved, quote, "the unmistakable conclusion that agriculture is a cornerstone of our rural economy, unquote. New York ranks first in the nation in the production of yogurt, cottage cheese, and sour cream, and third in milk. The Capital Region has about 3,500 farms occupying about 587,000 acres, according to the paper. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. You can find these news stories, weather events, public meetings, and more information on newsroom.wgxc.org.